world's on fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, oh man, oh man, a lot going on, folks. A lot going on. June 14th, coming up here this weekend. It is the initiation, the launching of the national, that's not even the right word, communist attempt to overthrow America. It's reaching a vortex even right now. Lord, we just pray that the words of our lip, meditation of our heart, be pleasing in your sight. I'm battling a big cold. I'm winning the battle thanks to my Hillary toilet paper. So I've been able to use all my Hillary toilet paper to blow my nose over the last several days, and haven't had to use it on that on the other end, but I got all that to blow my nose. There she is. Anybody feel like blowing their nose with this communist right here? We're not allowed to say that, see? Well, we are a little bit more allowed to say it today because the communists are not in control of the government right now. That's why the big upheaval. That's why they see right now it's now or never for them. It's now or never for them, okay? That's what's going on. June 14th. I'm going to show you some stuff today. I'm telling you, you ain't going to believe. Yeah, huh? You're not going to believe. And we'll run through this thing as quickly as we can. I'm not here to scare you. I'm not here to tell you anything other than the seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman is going on. Oh, let me start off with this right here. Now, hang on. Anybody remember? Let me ask a question. Does anybody know the last rite done by the right? Last time we saw the right, whatever that means, they just give us names. What the right out burning buildings, flipping over cars, wearing masks. Anybody know when the last one of those was? Oh, I know. January 6th. See, they want to tell us, they want to paint us with the same brush so that when they do it, they say, well, you guys do it. Well, we didn't do it. We didn't do it on January 6th, probably the greatest psyop in the history of America. That's saying a lot, right? The greatest psyop in the history of America was January 6th. Trump supporters showed up and they were violent. They knew they weren't going to be violent, so they had to infiltrate it with communists, paid protest. I'm going to get into all that. Paid protesters paid them to come and riot to make January 6th look like, see, you do it too. So's your old man. So's your old man. And we know this, that that's not the way we operate. We show up and we protest peacefully, and the other side shows up and is never peaceful when they show up, right? Come on, you with me on that, right? I got friends on Facebook. I mean, it's hey, friends, are you looking at me? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it one more time. You better pick a side. If you think Donald Trump is playing on the, what do we call that? That big government. If you think he's on that other side, we are so screwed. We're so screwed. If he is on the same team as Governor Newsom and Nancy Pelosi, it's over. It's over. I happen to believe that they're not on the same team. Yeah, that's what I believe. And I want to show you some information here real quickly so you understand what's going on. Does anybody remember George Floyd? Anybody remember that? I remember that. They burnt down Minneapolis. And anybody remember those L.A. riots back when they rioted when O.J. Simpson? They rioted on O.J. Simpson. And then they rioted out in California. What did they riot on California before on? Benny, what was that? Why did they riot out in California on before? There's so many, been so many lefty riots all over out in California.
Well, there's Rodney King, right?
Rodney King. They rioted on Rodney King. They rioted on George Floyd. It seems like it's always every time. Sorry, Vinny. Every time a black man gets killed, that's a call for a riot, I guess, right? And they lie about it. They lie about it. And 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 we don't understand that it's the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. Who am I talking about? Christians don't understand. I need a month this morning. I need a month to try to break this down for you so that you understand. And I want you to understand this. The average person that you go to church with ain't got no clue. They ain't got no clue of what's going on. Got no clue. I'm telling you, they got no clue. We have Christians who hate Donald Trump so much that they're on Nancy Pelosi's side. I'm going to pause a minute. That'd be a big boom. They hate Donald Trump so much. Pull up Governor Newsom. Pull up number one. Huh? They hate Trump so much, they're with this guy. Now, folks, listen. They're burning things in L.A., burning private property in L.A. They're flipping over cars. Say, well, coach, it's all staged. It's all staged, okay? Well, here's Governor Newsom. Sit down a minute. Nancy Pelosi's nephew. You talk about family-run businesses. That's government, folks. Family-run business. Governor Newsom, mad that the president of the United States is sending in the National Guard to stop the burning of Los Angeles. It's only about a minute and a half. Go and play it.
And we all know this Saturday, he's ordering our American heroes, the United States military, and forcing them to put on a vulgar display to celebrate his birthday, just as other failed dictators have done in the past. Look, this isn't just about protests here in Los Angeles. When Donald Trump sought blanket authority to commandeer the National Guard, he made that order apply to every state in this nation. This is about all of us. This is about you. California may be first, but it clearly will not end here. Other states are next. Democracy is next. Democracy is under assault.
Stop. We're not a democracy. We're not a democracy. They know this, friends. They know this. We're a democratic republic. Go ahead.
For our eyes, this moment we have feared has arrived.
I haven't feared.
He's taking a wrecking ball to our founding fathers' historic project. Three co-equal branches of independent government are no longer.
But you know that's not true. You know that's not true. You know that the courts are running everything, don't you? Come on, folks. Come on. It's not three independent no more. Got to go to the courts. Going to be some judge, lifetime appointed judge, going to rule over all of us. Come on. See, this can't go on. Now, I'm going to show you something else here. Huh? Okay, here we go. I'm sorry, I jumped in both feet already. Go to number three. Because we talked about this yesterday, and you guys still don't get, not you guys, I'm sorry, you guys do. The average person that you deal with still doesn't get it, okay? They still doesn't get it. Hang on. Let me ask a question here. Where's the church? Where's the church? See, if communism is the devil, let's just use that as an example. Communism's the devil. Where is God's team? Where is God? Has anybody today yet mobilized God's team to oppose evil? Does anybody know where the? Hang on a minute, Spencer. Real quickly. Where is it? Go to number two. I got. Look, Christian denominations. I've showed you this before, but I want to show it to you again. Various denominations of Christianity. You scroll on down, talks about the schism. Blah, 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 blah. There's the flow chart. Come on, tell us how many are there? How many different denominations? There they are. What? Oh, yeah. There's Catholicism. It's got 2.6 billion people. Let's go on down here. Eastern checkout. Oh, look at all those different churches. Look at all of them. Protestantism. Yeah, oh, yeah, there they are. All those Protestants out there. All their different denominations. And oh, there, look at that. Anglican. Oh, look at the Church of England, Church of Nigeria, Church of Uganda. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, hell yeah, we'll win. Look at all these teams we got. Oh, the Baptists. Let's get the Baptists in there. 150 to 100 million of them. Southern Baptists, Nigerian Baptists, Baptists in Texas, Baptists, Baptists at Wash Your Feet, Baptists, Wash Your Elbow, Baptists, 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 Baptists. Then we get to Luther. Oh, Lutherans, 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 Lutherans. Oh, then the Calvinists reformed. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Presbyterians. Oh, yeah. Let's get all them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. So you get the point, right? Get the point? Stop a minute, Spencer. Okay. Okay. I'm going to show you the communists' denominations. Are you ready? Are you ready? Pull up for me number three. All right. You sitting down? Where's the church? Where's the church? Where's the church? Pull down, Spencer. Are you guys aware of this? June 14th. Rise up, June 14th. Folks, look at the atheist. Communist denominations, where are they? Why, they're out in the street, in your street, in your city. They're organized. They're paying people to be out in the streets. Oh, Coach, you're making it. They're not paying anybody. Oh, they are? Huh? They're not paying anybody to do it? Really? Oh, my goodness. I'm looking up here at my list. Scroll on down. Hey, by the way, upcoming calls and trainings, Know King's Day in town hall, Know Your Rights. Hey, folks, could the church put together something like this? We could put together National Day of Prayer, but of course, we wouldn't come together and pray because the Baptists and the Lutherans and the Pentecostals and they don't agree. They can't come together. Know Your Rights training. Scroll on down. Come on, it's going to get hotter. Scroll on down. Look at all these trainings. Look at these event trainings. Ooh, spread the word. Huh? Hey, folks, hang on. Let me ask this. I'm serious. I'm fired up and I'm serious. Could Family Research Council organize something like this? Could Focus on the Scamily, could they organize something like this? Could they? No King's Nationwide Day of Defiance? What? There's a Nationwide Day of Defiance put on by the Lucifer's team? You're kidding me, aren't you? Scroll on down here a minute. Scroll on down. I'm going to run out about No Kings. Go back up the top. Oh, wait, stay right there. Stay right there. I'm sorry. Stay right there. Go back down to Spence. I'm sorry, man. I'm all over the place here this morning. On June 14th, Flag Day, President Trump wants tanks in the street and a made-for-TV display of dominance for his birth. Do you really think that's what he wants? You really think that's what he wants? The spectacle meant to look like strength, but real power isn't staged in Washington. It rises up everywhere else. No Kings is a nationwide day of defiance. From city blocks to small towns, from courthouse steps to community parks, we're taking action to reject authoritarianism and show the world what democracy really looks like. Well, come on, folks. We're not gathering to feed his ego. We're building a movement that leaves him behind. The flag doesn't belong to Trump. It belongs to us. We're not watching history. We're making it. On June 14th, we're showing up everywhere he isn't. You say no thrones, no crowns, no kings. I remember when Merrick Garland was king. Anybody remember that? When Merrick Garland was king? I remember that. Scroll up a little bit. Courts are king now. Scroll up, Spence. Hang on. Keep going. Go up to where all of them are. Keep going, buddy. There you are. Okay, just click on that page. So, ask yourself this. Ask yourself this. Could the American church organize like this? Just click on any one of them, and it tells you what's going on, where you can come and burn down the city if you want to. There's where you can join it. Hey, friends, you think this is spontaneous? Do you think just two guys on Coach Dave Live type program got together and organized all this? I wonder, do you suppose there's any U.S. AID money going into this thing? Do you know that they're paying? Oh, yeah, they're paying $10,000. Look at this. This is just Ohio. Look, could we organize this? Could God's team organize this? This way, but hey, go up to Columbus, Spencer. Now, if I stay right there. Spencer, go to freeze. Go to 4 o'clock on the clock. Just slide over to 4 o'clock. Buckeye Lake. Do you see the lake there? Come on there. Hey, Buckeye Lake. Look all around us. How the other side has organized these events. Where's the church? Oh, 45,000 different denominations. Well, there's no way they could get together. Hell, half of them are praying for it to be taken out of here. Huh? Half of them are being taught that we're not supposed to get involved. Friends, do you understand how deeply organized the devil's team is? This is unbelievable. Got to catch my breath here. Let's see. Go to 1B. Go to 1B. I'm sorry, Spencer. Yeah, 1B. Here's the plan. You can play at a 1.5 speed. Here's the plan. Hey, friends. They know it's now or never. They know now or never. Remember what Ronald Reagan told us, whether you liked Reagan or not? What? 4,000 years of darkness? If they overthrow America, 4,000 years of darkness. Huh? That's what's at stake here. That's what we're talking about here, right? Huh? Has your pastor been talking about it? Is your pastor getting together with the church across the street? Hell, they probably don't even know each other, do they? Pastor across the street probably doesn't even know each other. And here they are. The communists are coming in. And what are they doing? They're organizing right and probably right across the street from your church. Play that real quickly.
What's up, guys? D7 back at you with another one. This time, we got to talk about the nationwide chaos that's about to break loose. That is all orchestrated and planned. Now, I broke this down in greater detail on last night's live stream. For those that don't see the live streams, you got to know what's going on here. They are launching a nationwide event that's going to spread city to city. It's already happening. It's happening today. It's moved out of just LA and California, and we know there's movements in Chicago, and we know there's movements in Texas, and many other cities. If you look at the link that I'm going to leave below, you're going to see that on this website, this No Kings website, that the plan is to have this whole thing erupt this weekend on the 14th. And you're talking all types of cities within every state. There's dozens and dozens of locations in some states alone. So on the 14th, I've got a couple of the cities near me that are pinned on that map. I'm going to visit them. I suggest that you guys keep an eye on your local area. Back when BLM did this, back with the 2020 thing, in their whole summer of love that had followed, they were going and burning down cities, businesses. I sat right there in Louisville and live streamed it with cops that were watching as they torched all of 4th Street and then burnt down the building connected to my hotel, causing us to have to flee. So that was BLM. They're dubbing this movement kind of like BLM 2.0, so to speak. And all the backing is there. I exposed this on the live stream again in greater detail. Make sure to go check that out at the top of the second hour around 10 o'clock. I started talking about all this, all the goods. Who's backing it? Who's funding it? We know Churla's involved, which is a taxpayer-funded arm that Karen Bass is using. And this looks to be a well-planned and organized situation. We see the senators copying each other and basically going and posting the exact same thing, saying that just sign the BBB so we can get more troops in there. And it's like, oh really, you don't want to mention the fact that the tyrannical AI is hidden in there, but all of a sudden we got a situation where all the senators are saying the same thing, copy and paste, that sign the BBB to save the day. Oh, I don't think so. We ain't falling for that. Well, you know how the Hegelian dialect goes. Going live again Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here on Dabu 77, breaking stuff like this down in further detail. Check out the link below.
Okay, we can pull that down. Okay, I've said a lot. I'm going to shut up a minute. We'll let you come in because some of you know more than I know. But I'm telling you right now, if you don't see this from a spiritual standpoint, you're missing the whole thing. Vinny, come on in.
Thanks, Coach. This is what he's describing, what you just saw.
Hang on a second, Vinny. I can hardly hear you. Is it on Vinny's end, Spencer, or our end?
It's probably my end.
Okay, there you go. Go ahead, Vinny.
Okay.
I got you. There you go.
What you just saw is the multi-pronged attack that I've talked about all the time. This is an attack on every attack vector at all times. They listen, they're all around you, Coach. Think about it. They're going to be all around you this weekend.
Yep.
These freaks.
Paid, by the way. Paid, folks. Some of them being, I tried to find that website. Maybe somebody can find it for me. They're being paid. Some of these people being paid $6,000, $10,000 to show up and write.
$12,000 a week, Coach. Right? I got a Craigslist ad for it. I found it. I found that. That's a video I have, Coach. It's the Craigslist ad itself, and they're being paid $12,000 a week. Well, think
where
about
is that,
it.
Vinny? Can you put that someplace so we can play that so they don't think we're lying?
Yep, but it's in the top of the chat. I'll get it again.
Okay.
And so, think about this, right? So remember that figure I said, 60 zeros after it? Listen, they'll spend 10 times that amount of money to keep you in servitude. Think about that. It's nothing to them. All right?
Amen. Amen.
It's absolutely
and see, Newsom, folks, there are people who are in positions of power whose goal is the destruction of America. They're in positions of power. They've run as progressives, and their goal is the destruction of America. One of them happening to be the governor of California. Doesn't want the it's amazing. Doesn't want the National Guard called in. I wonder how many people in California would like to have the National Guard call in. Wonder how many that would, huh? But he doesn't want to. Mark Trump, come on in, Mark. Get Vinny's video ready, Spencer, there if you can. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, in chat, I put you had the map of all the no kings, right? And they got quite a presence. Well, if you look, there's a map of the churches, right?
Yep.
There, how many churches are between the pins?
Oh my
on
goodness.
The no kings map. How many churches are between those sites between Newark and Zanesville, Coach? Yep. How many?
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Now there's the people that should be pushing back. Where are they?
That's right. They're hiding, or when they do go to church, they pray for personal blessing only. Right?
They're at work.
Yeah, amen.
By the way, you better understand this. Satan controls both sides, folks. That's why the church is so ineffective. That's why we have the prosperity message. That's because it divided the church. Pull that up again. How many denominations again? Pull up 3C. Pull up 3C. 3C.
Yeah, and there's the map there, Coach, but how many of those churches are sending people? How many of the pastors are actually going to be supporting this, Coach?
Well, Mark, even if they're not supporting them, they're not opposing it. That's just as dangerous, right?
Amen.
Hey, folks, look at this denominational family tree flow chart I found this morning. Oh, yeah, I was up early. Look at that. Look at that. Huh? There's Christianity for you. There's the flow chart, how it all started. And how we got so messed up. Scroll on down more. See if there's any more underneath all this stuff. The flow chart of Christianity. Huh? Oh, yeah. Look where it started at the top. Unity of... well, start right there. Let's start right there. Coptic Orthodox, Syriac Orthodox, Early Biblical, Nestorian Churches, Church of the East, Persia, St. Thomas Christians. That was in 33 A.D., oh, then all of a sudden, 1054, the Roman Catholic Church shows up about the same time as Eastern Orthodox and Russian Orthodox and Roman Orthodox. And then, boom, look what they all started having children. They all started having children. And then the children were a big family feud. They didn't, they wouldn't fight with each other because they didn't believe the same doctrine. So they didn't believe the same doctrine, but they all sent their kids to the public schools. They knew what the doctrine was there. So then in 1825, then the LDS shows up, and Jehovah's Witnesses and Christian Scientists, they all show up. And then Oneness Pentecostal. Oh, baby, now we got her going, baby. 1965, here come the Pentecostals. Finally, we'll get things straight. Oneness Pentecostals. And then we got the United Church of Christ, International Former Square Apostolic Church, Independent Fundamentals, Ancient United Methodist, Protestant, blah, 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 blah. And, and the Charismatic Movement. Oh, thank God for that. Vineyard Churches. Evangelical Lutherans, Hillsong, Charismatic Movement. And they don't even talk to each other. These people don't even, our team doesn't even talk together. We have a national day of prayer, and some of these people won't show up because they won't pray with a brother because they don't agree with his theology. Somebody say boom for me. Somebody out there say, yeah, coach, that's what's going on. Uh-huh. A house divided against itself cannot stand.
Boom.
The battle isn't the devil. The battle's us. The division. Can two walk together unless they agree? We can't even agree on the fundamentals. I was going to do a show on that this morning. Maybe I'll get around to that tomorrow. I'm about to shut up and let you come in there. Play the video. Was it Trump was telling us about the? I'm spaced out today. Play the video, Spencer. That play it. Whoever Vinny put it in there. I don't even know what this is. I trust Vinny though. Go ahead.
I'm going to do this and then I'm going to go make strawberry scones. But when we talked about how this thing that was going on in Los Angeles was paid agitators, this is what I meant. I remember back when the Black Lives Matter riots were happening as well. They had very similar Craigslist ads looking for the toughest badasses in the city of Los Angeles, seeking extremely tough, brave men for a new crew on building. Compensation is.
Freeze that. Look at that. Look at that ad behind her. This was an ad running in the paper. Compensation, $6,500 to $12,500 per week. Folks, those people out in the streets are being paid. They couldn't care less. They're just getting money. They don't care. Go ahead. By the way, could the Christian church do that? Could we pay? Could we get some people out on the street to end abortion if we paid them? Go ahead.
$6,500 to $125,000 per week. Get paid every week, no matter what. Physical strength needed, mental toughness, ready for confrontation when necessary. However, we train you if necessary. Bravery, reliability, strength, team discipline. They'd like you to have military experience, but if you're a Marine, then they do not want you in their group because it's apparently a long story. Job title is listed as operator, and there's no experience required, and it's contracted work. And they were looking in the greater Los Angeles area. Obviously, they're not going to tell you exactly what it's for and wait for you to call and then explain it. This is what happened during the Black Lives Matter riots, is they would put out these Craigslist ads and then all these people would call and then they would recruit all these people to go be agitators at these events. They would turn what was initially a peaceful protest of just marching into a full-blown riot, and that's the very same thing that's happening here. Who can afford that kind of bankroll? Well, NoKings.org can. Apparently, this whole thing has been planned for a really long time. They're trying to get more in different days on different states. Specifically, June 14th seems to be a pretty big hot button. They're looking at Phoenix, Atlanta, and a handful of other major cities. You can go to the map on the website and just take a look. Here's some of the organizations that they're working with, and there's a lot of them, but I'm going to go through a couple. There's Bend the Arc, which is Jewish Action. Bernie Sanders, which I don't know. Americans United, Blue Anchor, Comcast, Demlist, Families Over Billionaires, Faithful America, Fair Share America, Face the Music, Federal Workers Against Doge, Fun Federal Unionist Network, The Feminist Majority, Bulletproof Pride, Catholics Vote Common Good, Care in Action, Center for Common Ground. I mean, there's tons of them. That's who's paying for it. This has been in the works for a really long time. That should be really nothing new to you. But here's what I will say. Okay, with all the paid agitators and all the things going on, there are going to be very real people who believe this is a very real march for justice, that are going to be boots on the ground down there thinking that they're doing something. So if you, your family, your friends are thinking about getting together and heading down there and sticking it to the man, don't. Because all of those paid agitators, they have protection, right? They'll get lawyers, they'll get bailed out of jail. But guess who won't? You won't. You will not. You will be left on your own. Here's to hoping you learned the first time with the BLM stuff. Don't do it. Don't ruin your life. Don't ruin your life over this. Don't ruin your job opportunities over this. Don't do it. This is all staged. It's all orchestrated. It's all political. All right, I got to go. We'll see you later. I'm going
to
do that.
I've had a lot of people say, coach, are we going to go? We need to go. We need to go confront them. No, 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 no. They want you to come and oppose it, and then they'll start a fight with you, and then they'll lock you up. That's folks, don't walk into that trap. Don't walk into that trap. If that one of them gets arrested, they'll have an attorney there for them. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what's going on. But I know I'm all over the place. And this is a lot for you to swallow. It's amazing what's going on this weekend when we're going to be here, isn't it? Right? Hey, trust the government. Trust the government. I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help. No, they've taken over. Okay, one more thing. Can I go to one more? Sure I can. Let's try it. Where is it? Go to 3B. 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 And then I'll open it up and I'll shut up the rest of the time. 45 communist schools. Huh? 45 communist schools. Read into the congress right there. Congressional record in 19 was a 63. It doesn't matter. Here it is. Capture one of both political parties. Boom. Get control of the schools. Boom. Gain control of student newspapers. Boom. Infiltrate the press. They own the press. Can anybody name one media organization that's not controlled by the communists? You say Fox News. I'll wake the hell up. Gain control of key positions on radio, TV, and pictures. And then when those people become movie stars, have them promote communism. Okay. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling it censorship. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography, obscenity in the media. Yeah. Showing your dong is free speech. That's free speech now. Yeah. Yeah. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity is normal and natural, healthy. Church is doing that, by the way, because the church has been infiltrated. Infiltrate the churches. Wow. And replace revealed religion with social religion. Who are you to judge? Just love them, Jesus. Love everyone. Eliminate prayer and any phase of religious expression in the schools on the grounds that violate separation of church state. Discredit the American Constitution, call it inadequate, old-fashioned. Discredit the American founding fathers as aristocrats, racist, belittle American culture, and discourage teaching human American history. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. Boy, they're doing that one, aren't they? Infiltrate and gain control of big business and unions. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Oh, yeah, let social services come and arrest your children. Treat all behavioral problems as mental health or social problems. Discredit the families and institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of their parents. Repeal the Connolly Reservation, allowing the world court jurisdiction of nations and individuals. Huh? And you mean to tell me that they can organize millions of Americans? They can come up with $6,000 to pay millions of Americans. By the way, it's your tax dollars. They're using your tax dollars to put these people out on the streets. Hmm? And we still got people. Well, come on in, Jack. I'm going to shut up for a few minutes.
Okay. So, Coach, if I gave you $50 million on June 3rd, because I heard that Tom Homan was going into L.A., how long do you think it would take you to put together that kind of organization?
Oh, dude.
You couldn't possibly do it. Think about it, folks. This is exactly what goes on all the time. You think they wrote the Patriot Act in 3 days? No. It's ready to go. It's all planned.
Yes,
and
sir.
We've been falling into that trap because we repeat their stupid words. We're not a nation. We're a confederation of sovereign states. Come on,
amen.
Folks.
And we're not certainly not a democracy.
They've been playing us, and we're not those co-equal branches. There's no such thing. It's not co-equal. Don't repeat that crap.
That's right. Folks, Jack, that is a boom. They are not co-equal branches. By the way, whether you like it or not, the President of the United States is the only one voted in by all the people. The only one. And we got guys on the Supreme Court that weren't voted in by anybody. They bought their way in. Can I tell you the truth? Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Senators were given donations, political donations, to vote for certain candidates. Oh, come on, you're grown up. You understand what's going on, don't you? Always follow the money. The love of money is at the root of all evil. So we are a sold-out nation. And right now, this weekend, boy, the second Civil War has already begun. Now, wait a minute. It's been going on quite a while. It's been going on since the 1960s, the second American Revolution. And the church has decided that when the government said, you're not welcome here, the church said, okay, we'll go out here, we'll do our own thing, we'll leave you alone. However, they didn't let the government leave the church alone. They still taxed tax people, and still took all your tax dollars and did whatever they wanted to do with it, right? They did whatever the hell they wanted to do with it, whatever the Luciferians wanted to do with your tax dollars, and your pastor stands in the pulpit and tells you to pay your taxes. It's like unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. They print money. Money isn't even anything. And they just print, they send you a bill and you pay it with fake money. So they just print more money and more money and more money. And you say, man, I'm rich. My house is worth $450,000. Say, wow, I'm rich. So you try to go buy another house and find out it's more than $450,000. And your kids can't buy a house because they don't have $450,000. And the interest rate is 7%, which means the bankers who are printing the money are getting rich. Oh, my God. Lord help us. Dale.
Amen, Coach. So you know, I'm sorry, I'm driving through the dead zone. So the That's reason right. why, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised that the church is not coming out and fighting, Coach, for 52
They're
years.
They're killing babies, Dale.
52 years. What did Francis Schaeffer say? He said every abortion clinic should have a sign that says, open by the permission of the local church. So for 52 years, murdering is happening within blocks and a mile of all churches in America. And so that hasn't ceased. So we're not surprised. But what I do, and I do see this, another thing, Coach, it's time to rise up. I saw that your wife went to the Target and there was no homosexual stuff in there. You know what I said? That's right. I looked at my wife and I said, so what? Let them go broke. They want to play? F-A-F-O, right? And that's exactly the way I felt about that. But now this no king thing, that's the Walmart. That was the Walmart niece or whatever, one of the big CEOs of Walmart that paid for that advertisement to go out there. I looked at my wife. I said, find another place to shop. It's time to boycott, because that's the only thing that they feel is in the pocketbook, you know, right there is in the pocketbook. And so this is what the last thing, Coach, right here. Let me tell you what, Chad's prophetic word. All these people, when it starts smashing their windows and burning their houses, they're going to get their mailbox smashed. And then they're going to want to do something.
Boom.
I wonder if the people in L.A. want the National Guard there. Do anybody think they don't want them there protecting them? Huh? Unbelievable. Hey, by the way, for those of you who don't know, Spencer, go to my Facebook page if you could. For those of you who don't know, F-A-F-O. O means F around and find out. F-A-F-O. F around and find out. Scroll down. I want you to see the little video my wife made. I think I put it on here. Just on my, where is she? Now keep going. Where's that cute little thing? She did this yesterday. She went to Target. There she is. My activist wife at Target store. And listen to what she got. Love you, Michelle. What a warrior that girl is. Go ahead.
Hey, this is the Go Get 'Em Granny, standing at my local Target store. I just made a complete rendezvous inside the store, and I am happy to say I did not see one pride thing. I did see a
Mary Kay nothing, not one.
Put on display. It was awesome. Keep it up, Target.
Well, folks, we're winning. We're winning. That's why they're going all in, baby. That's why they're going all in. They understand the worm has turned. Dale still got his hand up. I'm sorry. I have to train my wife to understand she got to get closer to that phone so that the wind doesn't block out her soft, caring, loving voice. Dale, your hand's still up. You want back in? Jack, go ahead. Somebody get in here.
Just. Like Dale said, if we're winning, double down. Don't back off. Don't give them any money. Double down.
Oh, we're going soft, though, aren't we? We're going to go soft. Oh, they hate Trump. Oh, they. Yep. So if you hate Trump, then you're with Gavin Newsom. You're with Nancy Pelosi. Sorry. Huh? I don't know how many times I can tell you. I don't know if I trust Trump. I don't know. I know this. If they were going up and down my street burning down houses, I'd want the freaking National Guard here. Would you guys want that? Or is that oppressive now? Oppressive. And then Nancy Pelosi comes out and calls Donald Trump a dictator. A dictator? Has there been a greater dictator than Nancy Pelosi? She's just upset that Her team ain't in control anymore. And just like spoiled brats, they're throwing a fit. They're going to burn down your city. They're going to pay. They're going to take your tax dollars, and they're going to burn down your city and blame Donald Trump. Dale, come on in, Dale. Your hand's up anywhere. Take it down. Whatever. Somebody else come on in here. People think I'm crazy. They think I'm crazy. Can't you see what's going on? Hey, seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. Nothing has ever changed. Nothing has ever changed. But Ronald Reagan, see, pull that up, Spencer. You're good today, man. See if he can find the Ronald Reagan speech. If we lose now, 4,000 years of darkness? Spencer had that up for me yesterday. That's why I said that. 4,000 years. We lose now, 4,000 years of darkness. Now, there'll be those who say, no, coach, it'll be end times. Well, maybe. Maybe it'll be the end time. Hey, don't get me going on that, because I'm ready to go to battle on that one too, right? Did you find it, Spencer? Here it is. Okay, go ahead. What year would this have been? Long time ago.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution, a peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom, because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? Well, Nikita Khrushchev has told his people he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better red than dead. Or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. This is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We will keep in mind and remember that Barry Goldwater has faith in us. He has faith that you and I have the ability and the dignity and the right to make our own decisions and determine our own destiny. Thank you very much.
Wow. 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 Think of that. California produced Ronald Reagan and Gavin Newsom. Nancy Pelosi. Huh? Oh, my Lord. One state at a time. One state. Hey, Spencer, I just sent you another video real quickly alone. 45-second video. I haven't seen it. Jeff said that got to see it. Pull it up there, man. Hang on, folks. I'll get. What's that? He has to convert it. So it'll be just a second. Then I'll have to convert it. Mary Beth, come in while he's converting it. Come on in. Mary Beth, can't hear you. Well, she walked away. She didn't hear me.
Oh, sorry. I did hear you, but I didn't hear my name.
That's hey, all right.
So Reagan was the second best president ever. So, and also, when you said you were crazy or people think you're crazy, well, I'm like the queen of crazy up here in Ironwood. So we all kind of belong to the same group.
That's right. That's why we're in here every day, isn't it? Huh? Trying to draw strength from one another. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and play this. It's 24 seconds. Jeff sent it to me. He said, you got to watch this. Go ahead.
Hi. We don't agree with the term illegal. We're undocumented. We've been here for.
Whoa, what happened there? I'm sorry, folks. Hackling here.
Screw up everything.
We're anti-capitalist. If you can.
Why? We don't agree with the term illegal. We're undocumented. We've been here for thousands of years before you guys showed up. Screw up everything. We're anti-capitalist. We think socialism does work. Real socialism.
Is there a country we can look to kind of model the socialism idea?
The only model would be Soviet Union.
Oh, there you go. Jeff Klein. Come on in, Jeff.
Yeah. That's the only model, so we'll just follow that.
Yeah. There you go, huh? Yeah, let's follow that.
That's how these people think.
Well, you know what? Maybe communism is better because we can't keep capitalism. We can't keep a republic. We can't keep it. What have you given us, sir? A republic, if you can keep it. Well, we can't keep it. We can't keep it. They cheat in elections, right? They bring in illegals. You do understand that, don't you? You understand what's going on? You understand why they've infiltrated motor voter laws? Let illegals vote? Let illegals vote? How does that work? Hey, look, here in Ohio, you can't even play basketball on another school's team if you don't live in the district. Can't even play basketball. But you can vote. You can vote? Really? Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, just wondering if they have supposedly 30, 40 locations in Ohio for this No Kings weekend Saturday. What's going on with the Stonewall Pride event in downtown Columbus? I haven't heard much about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And we used to go to that every year, the Gay Pride Parade, folks. And then I realized how futile that was. That's walking into the lion's den if there ever was one. And they'll start a fight and you'll get arrested. You'll be the one arrested.
And they do it Mother's Day weekend. Just to ruin your whole weekend, we'd be down there in 90-degree heat, tired from that whole day of all the ignorance down there. Then Sunday morning, you wake up Father's Day and you're wiped out. You're like, what are we doing?
Amen. I'm not going to walk into a trap. I'm not going to walk into a trap. Those folks are demonically possessed. They are demonically possessed, friends. Sorry. That's what it is. Lauren. Dale, your hand's still up. Good morning.
Good morning. They also have training camps, from what I was informed of yesterday, around the nation for the illegals to take over our jobs. They're training them to take over our jobs.
Right.
And, you know, and the whole reason that they did this whole thing that I kept saying is that They don't want any of these illegals to be deported, because then when the next election comes up next year, if they're all deported, all their votes are gone.
That's right. They're trying to flip, what did I see yesterday? 12 states. They're trying to flip 12 states. By the way, folks, they're trying to produce a generation that doesn't understand liberty. They don't understand liberty. They understand communism. Bring all these people in, got the government, give them a place to live, give them money. Oh, they'll love that. Hell yeah, they'll vote for more of that. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, we're in a mess. Jack, your hand's still up. I don't know if you want to come in or not.
Yep. Okay. From the official instigator, communism is the preferred method. Communism does work. What's lacking is we don't know how to agree with our enemy quickly, because communism only works when Christ is the leader.
And so Obama stacked the federal judiciary with communists. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. And so then they say, oh, the courts overruled the president. What? The courts overruled the president? How's that work? Oh, yeah, yeah. Some appointed judge there in Delaware. Yeah, he said no. He says no to the president. Well, how's that? What? How does that work? Well, the courts have ruled. Let's see them enforce it. But that's really the oh my God, the battle we're having is something. Jeff Mayer's come back in.
Yeah, communism looks great on paper, but what happens is the human spirit, it wars against the human spirit.
Yeah.
Because your ultimate freedom is taken away. Your worship is taken away. Everything is taken away that is innate in us, that God planted in us. He gave us a sound mind. He gave us a consciousness. He gave us that eternal mindset.
And then it doesn't get passed to our children and our grandchildren. See, that's what the whole public school thing is about. Our children and our grandchildren, we do not, as it says in Psalm 78, teach it to our children who teach it to their children. Oh, my goodness. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Who I got there? I got Vinny. Come on in, Vinny. I'm looking for something over here.
Yeah, so Coach, what it is, remember that video you played yesterday in the beginning? That video showed a bunch of guys lying, right, about immigration.
Yep.
Right? They yep. all, oh, you know, we're with you guys. We want the immigrants out. We don't want any legal immigration, right? But they're just mocking our words. They honestly had no conviction behind them. Why? Because they had a public position that didn't betray their private position.
Ooh. Amen.
And yet we keep letting them get away with this crap, right? But Trump, Trump, right? They're somehow they're projecting all these things upon Trump. Hey, I didn't hear Trump say or do any of the crap that they purport.
Vinny, why wouldn't Governor Newsom call in the National Guard to protect L.A.?
Because he's a scumbag who wants it to happen.
Vinny, the reason I asked that question, it was almost rhetorical.
It was, yeah. I just wanted to say that, too.
Right? Why wouldn't he want to protect his city? What?
Right.
Did you see it's going to cost something unbelievable? 1.5, 15 billion, a whole bunch of money.
Course, that number means nothing to them. That's a spin in the box.
Money is nothing, friends. Money is nothing to them except to use it to enslave you. That's all money. Money is meaningless to them. It's nothing. Roger, come on in.
Yeah, Coach, I want to share something that a Florida sheriff in a press conference yesterday shared. In the state of Florida, there are 67 counties. And when Trump was in office the first time, he had legislation that allowed all 67 counties, the sheriffs, to hold illegals so that ICE could pick them up and deport them. When Biden got in office, stole the election. When he got in office, they nixed the program. Mm. And the sheriffs were not allowed to catch the illegals, so they put it all on the hands of the ICE. Well, the good news is that since Trump is back in, and in about 2 weeks, all 67 counties will have units to hold illegals so that they can arrest illegals on the street. And this is the way it should be, because you can't let ICE do all of it. It has to be local, everybody, you know?
Yes, sir. And what's going on behind the scenes, folks, there is organized pushback coming against all this stuff. That's why I'm telling you they're throwing the kitchen sink. They're throwing everything they have right now, the kitchen sink. Do me real quickly, Jeff Nares, and then get ready for me. It says separation was a ritual. I sent that to you. So get that ready to go.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, no, Coach, real quick. I just want to talk about the court system. The courts, if we go back in American history, Article 3 of the Constitution was almost contemplated to not be there. The courts were given the least power of all three branches. When you read it, it's a simple paragraph. And when you look at the establishment of it, they weren't even given their own building. They were put in the basement of the That's House right. of Representatives. They had almost zero authority, and it only was to affect an individual in that court. It did not affect the national. So the courts were given the least power, but we're seeing the tables, like you said, they are now flipped. We are being ruled by kings. Look at it biblically, ruled by judges, right? What will we see in the book of Judges? Because Israel rebelled against God. America has rebelled against God. And this is what the result is.
That's what the result is, man. It's where we are, huh?
Boom.
It's called a critocracy. Critocracy. What? Yeah, cry, K-R-Y-tocracy. Pull that up, Spence. K-R-Y-tocracy. And it is a form of government by judges. K-R-Y-tocracy. A critocracy is a system ruled by Hebrew Bible judges. Judges. Go to another resource here other than Wikipedia. Critocracy. What is a critocracy? Nah, meaning, next one below. Critocracy. There it is. Critocracy. Yeah, try that. Oh, my God. Trust me, government by judges. That's what we got. There it is. A critocracy is a government ruled by judges. That's what we got. Look at J6. Judges ruled. Okay, Craig's busting on something going on in the stars. Go ahead, Craig. What's up? You got 3 minutes.
No, I'm just putting in there. All this really ties into July 4th, ties into part of the founding of the country, New World Order, New Atlantis, this type of thing. And the connection to the Cirrus, which we call it the dog days of summer. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what I just put in the chat is that's the star, right? You know, that they said has 365.25 day. It would come back, and that's where they base the calendar on our current, you know, calendar, you know, compared to 360 right. days and all that kind of stuff. Now, what I'm just trying to say is there's a great connection between how the DC was laid out, the Egyptian tie in to all this, and going back to when God came over and fought against the 10 gods of Egypt, okay, in the Exodus. Right? Right. So this is implanted. This is incorporated into our nation. And I believe what you're seeing is this is a time when you're going to have the gods fighting, you know, just like they're fighting. They've always been fighting. And, you know, the book of Revelation talks about 10 kings, you know, then 11th comes along and knocks three out. And Mark just said, hey, we're not going to have a king over our nation and stuff. Whether Donald Trump's a king or not, to me, that's irrelevant. It ties into the spiritual connection to this. That's all.
It's all spiritual. Seed of the serpent versus the seed of the woman. And until folks, can you imagine what we could do if the churches would organize like no kings? Can you imagine what we could do?
Well, instead, here's the thing. Why don't we get one king? I think his name is Jesus, because Jesus is King of Kings. That means there's plural kings, but he's the highest king. So why don't we all just come into agreement about Jesus, and then work our problems out from there?
See you tomorrow, folks.